Chapter 1. I understand that you're the hero, Upside Down Bird said, looking down at Will from the tree branch she was perched on. But what I don't understand is why you've got your swimming trunks over your trousers. Because I'm Captain Wonderful, the greatest superhero in the world, and this is what he wears, Will replied, striking a suitably heroic pose as the breeze set his bedsheet cape fluttering. The greatest superhero in your world wears that? Upside Down Bird asked, sounding slightly confused. Well, his costume isn't exactly the same as this, Will said, but I had to work with what I had. And who am I again? Randolph asked, looking at the tinfoil-covered toilet roll that he was wearing on one arm. He was also sporting a foil helmet with a menacing red bottle-top eye. You're Cybear, Will explained, a deadly half-robot, half-bear villain, evil nemesis of Captain Wonderful. What's a nemesis? Randolph asked. It's like an enemy, but worse, Will explained. Like puppies, Randolph said, his eyes narrowing. You've got to get over that, Will said. Mrs. Kane's puppy was just overexcited when he met you. You were fine after you'd been through the washing machine.
Bears never forget, Randolph said, with a slight growl.
All I remember is laughing so much my beak nearly fell off, Upside Down Bird giggled.
Will looked up at the tree that Upside Down Bird was perched in. It was one of the tallest in the local park, and its lowest branches would make a great villainous lair for Cybear in their game. He was just helping Randolph up onto his throne when they all heard a panicked voice from somewhere nearby.
Help! Please, can anybody help me? Did you hear that? Will asked as he put Randolph down and grabbed his backpack from the ground nearby. Come on, someone needs help.
Will helped Randolph up into his backpack, and the three of them hurried towards the voice on the other side of the bushes. They rounded the corner to find an old lady clutching her hands to her face in dismay as she looked up at a very fat ginger cat that was perched precariously on the end of one of the tree's lower branches.
Oh, do be careful, Mr. Darcy, the lady said as the cat let out a scared-sounding yowl. Can I help? Will asked as he ran up to the woman. It's my cat. He's stuck and I can't reach him, the lady said. He's such a delicate little thing.
Leave it to me, Will said.
He'd climbed this particular tree many times before, and he felt confident he could help the frightened Moggy get back down to his worried owner's waiting arms. It was, after all, what Captain Wonderful would do. Will quickly climbed up through the lowest branches towards the stranded cat.
Slowly and carefully, he edged his way along the branch towards the stranded animal.
As he slid along the branch towards the cat, it let out a vicious hiss and its fur stood on end, making it look even more massive than it did before.
Doesn't look very delicate to me, Randolph whispered from over Will's shoulder.
Shh, Will said, extending a friendly hand towards Mr. Darcy. Crack!
Will felt the whole branch lurch as it began to come away from the trunk of the tree with a snapping sound. Mr. Darcy leapt down to his waiting owner's arms as Will tumbled from the tree, landing with a thump in the middle of one of the paved paths that crossed the park.
Will, look out!
Upside Down Bird cried as she dived through the air towards him.
One of the park's maintenance buggies was heading down the path straight towards him. The driver hit the brakes hard, but there was no way he was going to stop in time before he hit Will, who was still climbing to his feet. Upside Down Bird dived towards Will, feeling her magic flaring as she saw her friends in danger. A split second before the buggy hit Will, there was a bright green flash, and then the whole world turned upside down.